But we're going to start this morning by talking about the reason that we're here. Tie Day Friday today. John Drummy is General Manager of the Kerry Mental Health Association, and he's with me to introduce today. John, good morning to you, and thanks for bringing me outdoors to Rock Street in Tralee, yes. First of all.
It's a lovely, warm morning here.
It is.
It's the sun splitting the stones.
Well, it's not raining. That's what we can say anyway.
Yeah, no, it's great. Thank you for coming. Tie Day Friday, yes, Kerry Mental Health Association. It's our fifth Tie Day Friday. It began during COVID, or just after COVID. We've branches around the county that weren't able to get out and fundraise, obviously, 2020, most of 2021. So I tried to come up with some sort of a fundraising initiative that people could... I don't know, I capture the imagination. We hadn't been to any events. You couldn't have a Holy Communion. You couldn't go to a wedding. You couldn't go to work. So no reason to dress up or wear a tie. And I said, you know what? Let's just throw on a tie, take a picture.
Let's give people a reason.
Post it on social media and Bob Your Uncle and make a donation, obviously. And it was very good and people did it. And we've loads of pictures going back. It'll be a nice little archive to have people with ties on, but wearing masks and everything. So that was in April of 2021. We did it again in April of 2022, which wasn't as successful for the reason being that it was after Easter, which was later.
Yes.
But Darkness into Light with Pieta was back in May. So we didn't really push it because we didn't want to eat into that. So then we decided the third year, we said we'll go the week before World Mental Health Day, which is always on the 10th of October.
Yeah.
And I knew that with a leap year coming into the mix, that eventually, fairly soon, Tie Day Friday would fall on Friday, World Mental Health Day, and that's today, World Mental Health Day. So last couple of years, we had breakfast events in Tralee and Killarney. This year, we decided, you know what? We will have collections in four towns, Tralee, Killarney, Listowel and Killorglin, and Kerry Mental Health Association volunteers will be out in force in Killarney, Listowel and in Killorglin today. And in Tralee, we've teamed up with JRI America. 22 of their staff are coming down to collect in Tralee from 10 o'clock in the morning until around 7 or 8 o'clock this evening. And there's a financial contribution, a charitable contribution from them. They're such a great organisation.
Yeah.
We have tie pins. We are selling tie pins. I know this is very commercial, but Red Chair Recruitment, who have been great supporters of Kerry Mental Health Association and promoting mental well-being in the workplace. Fred McDonough just went off and he said, you know what, I'm going to order tie pins for you. Now, we were involved in the design of them. So it's a lovely little picture of a Tie Day Friday and the Kerry Mental Health Association logo. So we're selling those for €3.
Brilliant.
And encouraging people to wear them. And that links into our Irish dancing event, which is on here outside the Brogue. I've been an Irish dancer since I was four, and not so much. So there's the mayor of Tralee now just driving past us, but
causing a traffic jam normal. Yeah,
but that's what he does. You see, he'll be here later too, actually talking to Brendan. But I've been an Irish dancer since I was four,
yeah,
and I haven't really danced much in recent years. And I thought, you know, it'd be great to do something with Irish dancing and with the great number of Irish dancers there are in the county. And then I thought, so let's just do it on Tie Day Friday. And I thought the only place to do it would be the Brogue, because you're looking up Rock Street, the Street of Losers, as you call it. but it's not really. They are the sponsors of Austin's Tax Club. So I asked Kevin and Fiona, any chance? They said, yeah, no problem. And then I said, is there any chance you could remove half of your outdoor seating area?
Which they have.
Which they did last night. They power hosed it down this morning. We have a fine space for dancing. We have over 100 Irish dancers today from midday until 9 o'clock tonight coming at different times.
That's brilliant, yeah.
We have Irish dance schools. We've got schools coming down to help out. We've got people coming out of retirement like me. My knees are gammy enough as it is. David Ganey, 5 times World Irish Dancing Champion, has been, I suppose, our poster boy in doing it. But we will have multiple world champions here today. And we're asking people to come down and support it. Make a donation, go online and make a donation. We'll give you the donation details a little later on as well.
Okay, brilliant. And look, from that point of view, you're also getting Brendan Fuller, who has been training, well, I call it training, I'm not sure what it was, but he's been doing it. You've been seeing a little bit of social media of this. Big challenge for him today.
5 ways to well-being: connect, be active, take notice, keep learning and give. We're doing all of those through Tie Day Friday. Brendan has really embraced the keep learning side of things.
Yes.
We sat here with Fred McDonough and Paddy Clifford of Red Chair Recruitment a few weeks ago. We were just recording a little promo video just for the tie pins.
Yeah.
And then they just mentioned, I hear Brendan Fuller is going to be here. I wonder, can he dance? So the lads called him out to learn to dance.
Yeah.
Brendan accepted the challenge, so he's been working very hard with Aaron Grace Cook and David Ray of Celtic Steps, the show in Killarney. They're also in Tralee, of course. And in fairness, he has been learning a dance. It's about a minute and 20 seconds long, which is very long.
Very long, which is for Irish dancing. If you're not used to it,
yeah. If you've never done it before.
Yeah.
So Brendan will be premiering his first ever Irish dancing step outside Kirby's Brogan at 5:10 this afternoon. He's presenting his afternoon show from here. So we want people to go online, donate, pledge money to get Brendan to do this and to make sure he does a good job on it. idonate.ie/fundraisers/Tie Day Friday Dancers. That's that. And then there's another link we'll give you in a while too. So
okay.
That is Brendan. Fair play to him.
And this is all about, I suppose, look, the work you do in the Kerry Mental Health Association. You're supporting mental health clients, their families, carers, and there are, you know, financial challenges impacting mental health services as well.
There would be, you know, I got a call yesterday from a mental health nurse working with a mental health client who's in recovery, but circumstances wouldn't be great, financial, and things that mightn't matter to us too much might have a knock-on effect and might affect their mental health. Needs a chair.
Yeah.
I mean, just a chair.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's plenty of chairs here, but he doesn't have money to buy a chair. So we're happy to support a client of the mental health services in that regard. Our mental health first aid courses as well that we do under a license for Mental Health First Aid Ireland. A lot of our funding goes into running them so that people can do them for free or very close to free.
Yeah.
And we had two courses this week, one in Tralee and one in Dingle. They were free as part of the Kerry Mental Health and Wellbeing Fest. So the funds that we get, they help subsidise that.
Yeah.
Liam Hassett, the former Kerry captain, he's running the Dublin City Marathon in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
And he's doing it for Kerry Mental Health Association. It's part of the fundraiser for the bus. We're trying to buy a bus for the clients of Ardalan Mental Health Day Centre in Killorglin. It's a huge lifeline to them. We're very close to reaching our target. We have another maybe 3,000 or 4,000 euro. So some of today's money will go towards that. And just activities that support recovery. It could be funding therapeutic workshops. It could be music therapy, art therapy. It could be going for walks. It could be a bus to get to the walk that you want to go on. And, you know, it's like all illnesses. All disabilities, they're not all visible. So you just need to just stop for a moment and just think what's going on in somebody's life.
Okay, look, how can people get involved finally?
So we want people to go online. I've given you the kind of the long one. We'll post that on social media. But the easy link to donate is kerrymentalhealth.ie/donate. Wear a tie. Post a picture of yourself wearing the tie and stick it on social media and make a donation. And just one final call out. I was up at the crack of dawn this morning at a fitness disco in John Mitchell's GAA club. George Bastable from My Fitness Kerry.
Yeah.
He did this last year. He had 70 to 100 people all in working out, doing rowing machines, deadlifts, they were doing kettlebells, they were doing dead rope, battle ropes, the whole lot, and all for well-being, being active and connecting, and fair play to George, and thanks a million to him and to everybody, especially all our volunteers and JRI who are helping out today.
Okay, brilliant. John, listen, thanks a million. We'll check in with you again across the day, of course, here on Radio Kerry and on the programme, but thanks for outlining us all. That is the General Manager of Kerry Mental Health Association, John Drummy, introducing Tie Day Friday. Still to come in the programme, we'll be talking to more of the people involved and give you more information on what is happening with Tie Day Friday. Lots of your leftover comments from yesterday, more coming in already today. We'll be talking about a call from the Dáil, the political week, and we'll talk a little bit more in here about the impact on Loretto National School of the planned evictions of 14 households over the next couple of months. That and more on the way after we take these.
Kerry Today, live from Kirby's Brogan in Tralee for Kerry Mental Health Association's Tie Day Friday. With thanks to Red Chair Recruitment, Cara Credit Union, Celsius Menswear, Lucid Insurances and O'Flynn Interior.
Now, turning our attention back to Tie Day Friday, there are collectors here in Tralee. You'll see them at the high-vis vest going around collecting money for the Kerry Mental Health Association. We were hearing from John Drummy, General Manager of Kerry Mental Health Association, talking about what Tie Day Friday is all about. And there will be huge numbers of Irish dancers here later on. We're hosting a massive Irish dancing event, and the Brogue is hosting a massive Irish dancing event. And with me at the outside broadcast here on a lovely morning is Kevin Cotter and Fiona Kirby of Kirby's Brogue Inn. Guys, good morning to you, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us in the programme. How did you allow all this to happen outside your premises?
I suppose, Fiona, we can't say no to the great man that is John Drummey. And I suppose, absolutely, it's an honour for us to be associated with Tidy Friday. And we're a great house that has hosted many events throughout the years. So we go back many moons with my father, with Pan Celtic and things like that. So, and traditional Irish music and all that kind of thing. So it's wonderful to have it in the streets of Champion.
Yeah, Derek. Your dad, Bill, and the Prems, a huge supporter of entertainment. The amount of nights, the amount of artists he supported and gave them a venue to play in. And absolutely massive over the decades.
Absolutely. Mum and Dad had a great business, and they drove it well. And I suppose myself and Connor, Kevin, were honoured to continue the hospitality at the bottom of the rack, the Street of Champions. And I suppose Kevin, being a Knocknagoshal man, was very used to hard work with his dad, Michael Jay, and his mum, Phyllis. So we're proud to carry that forward.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, look, it's going to be a great day. I know it's something you're excited about. And like, it is really the centre of the street, and people come here and have been coming here for years.
Myself and Fiona took over here. We're on our 13th year this year. It has been a great success, and I'm very glad and proud to take on the tradition for the Kirby family. My wife Fiona and our four kids are involved in the business, and to see three generations of the Kirby Cotter family, it's a great success, and I'm honoured to be representing the Brogue Inn.
Yeah, and that is, it's a key thing. You've moved heaven and earth for us today to get the space, to get the room. I know Brendan Fuller will be coming later on, he'll be dancing as well, so that'll be a big part of it, Kevin.
Yes, as John came to us a few months ago and see could we help him out, and we were honoured. John Drummey has been a big part
of
the
Brogue. A plague.
Not a plague. But he's been a big part of us since we took over the Brogue. He's our backbone and advice about media and everything. So, like, we were delighted and honoured for John to ask us, and it's very important for us as well.
Yeah, yeah. Fiona, a part of what you do, and it gets overlooked sometimes, having a premises like this, having a pub like this, it's not just a pub. And we've talked about some unfortunate instances of pubs closing in the last while. When a pub closes down, you just don't lose a business and the employment. It's a community centre, which is what you've done here for decades.
It's a community centre, John, and I suppose with the way businesses and VAT and all that.
How difficult it can be, yeah.
It's exceptionally difficult. And people don't realise, you know, that the hidden costs, there's the VAT, I suppose, there's rates, there's prices going up every day of the week. And it's not just us, we're not alone in this. All the businesses around us, you know, all the coffee shops, the wet pubs, as we'll call them, they're all struggling, and there seems to be no end. And when you lose one of them, you can't replace it. They're absolutely irreplaceable.
Yeah, yeah, they certainly are. And that side of it as well, even from the point of view of having somewhere to call into, people that you might meet, some people will come in who might not meet anyone else they know for the rest of the day, which is very important for mental health.
Absolutely, you know, giving a warm welcome to someone and giving them a couple of words and having a hello. We've great staff here, and a great regular trade built up, and great tourist trade throughout the tourist season. But our staff, it's down to them. It's down to our staff from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11 o'clock at night. You know, they've a great welcome for people, and as you say, couple of words, bit of encouragement, and it's lovely to do that. And it's an honour for us to be able to do that.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a big side of it, isn't it?
It's a very big side. Like, first of all, like, to the customers, right? We have daily customers, weekly customers, monthly customers, and they be paying a big role to the Brogue Inn, okay? And our backbone is our staff to the Brogue. There is 58 staff here on the payroll. 58? Overall,
God.
We have 80 staff through MJ's Diner, and we have Cotter's Food and Catering in Clarnia. Mm. But the Brogue operates, believe it or not, a lot of people don't realise this. There's staff here 24 hours a day. We have staff here coming, like, finishing at 12, 1 o'clock at night in the bar. But we have staff, chefs coming in. Darko is our backbone. He's in the Brogue since 20-something years. He starts at 11 at night, and he's cooking through the night and stuff. Our business has gone very big. We're talking like hundreds of customers through the Brogue every day,
yeah.
Which we're delighted. Our staff are our backbone. Going back to our manager, Brian Morgan, he's here since we took over. A&T and all them staff, Noreen inside, which is, she thinks she's the face of the brogue, which she is. But like I'm saying to you, our staff is our face of the brogue. They're our backbone of the brogue, and we're very honoured to have them all with
yeah.
us.
Yeah, Fiona, you're excited about today, seeing Brendan Fuller dance, our hundreds of dancers.
Would you believe it, Jerry? I can't believe it. And the man that has been giving Brendan Courage lots of encouragement and lots of training many, many moons ago, a gentleman called David Ray of Celtic Steps, worked here for my dad.
You're not
so
serious.
Absolutely fantastic.
My God, it's all coming full circle.
Yeah, it's wonderful, you know. So I think Brendan Fuller will be the champion today. And as you well know, I think, Jerry, we will be the champions tomorrow.
You are. I knew she couldn't let it go. She had to mention it. We'll just say let the best team win as long as it's Kilmare Shamrocks, but we'll move on from that. But look, guys, it's brilliant. And thanks so much for talking to us about it. I know you're big supporters of the charity as well. And it is a great part of everything that you do here. But look, thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thanks,
and good.
Fantastic.
Delighted to have had you. Thanks.
Okay,
again.
Brilliant
thanks.
Stuff. Thank That's you. Fiona and Kevin there of Kirby's Brogue Inn and Tralee. And call in, by the way, if you're passing by or at any stage today to support charity and support the business as well, a great local business here in Tralee. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show, 0667123666. A couple of your comments and your views to get to as well. A listener gets in touch this morning and says, Jerry, I raised this issue regarding Airbnb with VAT. I've closed my Airbnb in September. I just couldn't afford to pay above the VAT threshold. I paid for it last year. My tax-free allowance is €44,000, yet the VAT threshold is €42,500. Regarding the VAT rate for restaurants, the 13% should have been left as is and raised the threshold to €100,000. It would have excluded the large takeaways. It's the small businesses that are in trouble. And Airbnbs could have been included in a small business. That's the debate we're in, discussion we're having yesterday about the hospitality VAT reduction, which isn't coming in again until next July. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We want to hear from you on the show. Lots more to get to. We'll be talking about another business, a small business exporting to America, and its travails next.
Kerry Today, live from Kirby's Brogue Inn in Tralee for Kerry Mental Health Association's Tie Day Friday. With thanks to RedChair Recruitment, Cara Credit Union, Celsius Menswear, Lucid Insurances and O'Flynn Interiors.
Lazy mornings, laughter and getting together over some delicious food. That's brunch at the Heights Hotel Killarney. Gather your friends or treat the family to a weekend feast of sweet and savoury favourites. Whether it's catching up, celebrating, or just because. Brunch at the Heights makes every weekend special. You can even beat the town traffic and enjoy free parking. Brunch served daily from 10 a.m. at the Heights Hotel Killarney.
A free health event for male and female farmers in South Kerry will take place at Ivramart Carsaveen on Tuesday, October 14th from 10 to 2 p.m. Get free advice on your health, hearing and eyesight from a range of health professionals with free blood pressure checks on the day. No appointment needed. For details, email djmoran@skdp.net.
Get ready for our biggest kitchen event of the year. It's Howden's Trade Fest, and you could win a holiday. Order four or more kitchen cabinets at Howden's right now, and you could win a €2,500 holiday voucher sponsored by Lamona Appliances. Don't miss Trade Fest for our biggest kitchen deals of the year. Get to your local Howden's depot now. Purchase by trade account only. See T's and C's and exclusions at howdens.com/radio.
It's not just the leaves that will be falling this autumn, with fantastic furniture discounts at McGilligan's Castle Island and Killarney. Call in to see their unbeatable offers on a stylish range of occasional furniture and comfortable sofas. From corner suites to armchairs, fall in love with the beautiful selection and amazing value at McGilligan's Castle Island and Killarney. The changing of the season brings with it lots of change for your garden, and there's plenty of planning and jobs to be done. This Saturday at 1:45, make sure your garden ready for the months ahead by getting lots of tips and helpful ideas on the Kerry Garden Show. Join me, Alan Finn, and our gardening expert Miguel from the Garden Centre at Boyles of Killorglan for some great advice on what you should be doing this autumn with your garden. That's the Kerry Garden Show, this Saturday around 1:45 on Radio Kerry.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
The Community Diary on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kelly's Landis, Milltown and Rathmore. Local like you.
The Radio Kerry Community Diary for Friday, October 10th. Celebrate 10 years of MK Beauty at a holistic, educational and empowering afternoon at the Listowel Arms Hotel this Sunday, October 12th at 1pm. Join our three incredible speakers, Michelle Ryan, Mae Foley and Aisling Fitzgibbon, in conversation on ageing and living well. Tickets €40, which includes a two-course lunch. All proceeds to Adapt Kerry.
The Community Diary on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kelly's Landis, Milltown and Rathmore. Local like you.
Tell us your story. Email kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie.
I'm talking now, though, about Tie Day Friday, of course, here on Radio Kerry. Please get involved. Please donate. Remember, there's collectors all over the county this morning as well, and they will be talking about a number of different issues. I've got two more people as part of two organisations who are involved in today as well. Delighted to have Siobhan Donnelly, who's head of marketing for Cara Credit Union, with TJ O'Connor, who is head of the section at the Hotel Culinary Arts and Tourism Department at MTU, and a volunteer, of course, for the Kerry Mental Health Association, which is what it's all about. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Siobhan, I'm going to start with you on this one. I know the credit union, you're supporting community projects today as well, such as Tie Day Friday, an important aspect of what you do.
Absolutely. And I suppose we are very conscious that financial stress and mental health are very deeply connected. And credit unions play a vital role in breaking that cycle through ethical lending, financial education and community support like the way we're supporting today.
Yeah, and there can be a lot of stress coming out of financial matters. So I know you're conscious of that with your members.
Absolutely. And I suppose financial stress can lead to avoidance behaviours. And we're very aware of that. And for all your listeners, if you are in financial difficulty, please, please pick up the phone, call in to see us. And same with any credit union or financial institution. In Cara Credit Union, we have a team to help you. And you'll be dealt with very fairly, non-judgmental. So we would plead with anybody that is in financial difficulty to come and chat to us.
Okay, all right. TJ, talk to me about your work and your volunteering. I know you're involved in the first aid training as well, the mental health first aid that the association do.
Yeah, so Jerry, I suppose I started by doing the mental health first aid program, which is a two-day program. And I suppose if anybody out there was interested in engaging in that, you know, to get in contact with the Kerry Mental Health Association, you know, that would be the starting point. But so I did the 2 days training, and then that was hugely beneficial. And then in true John Drummy style, he came back and he said, well, did you enjoy that? Would you like to be an instructor?
Yeah.
So then we embarked on a five-day training program for that. And since then, I've been delivering the program, and I've delivered it now, I think, about four times.
Yeah.
And just picking up on what Fiona said there, you know, in relation to, I suppose, that whole idea of being non-judgmental, you know, and just really, I suppose the difference here is that you're not going around carrying a first aid bag. You're not going around wearing a high-vis jacket.
You don't look like a paramedic.
You
and do,
absolutely.
Emergency.
And emergency service, yeah. You basically, it's just having that openness and you having that understanding of a struggle that people might be going through and looking for the signs, you know, and when you see the signs, interpreting them and approaching in the right way.
Yeah, and that's an important side of it as well. And look, I know it's part of volunteering, it's part of what you're giving to the community as well, getting involved in something like this, TJ.
Absolutely. It's, you know, and I suppose the whole thing about that is it actually is what it gives you back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unmeasurable how good it is for yourself as well, and then that you're giving for others. But in fairness, the more people that are out there that have an awareness and have an openness to mental health, the better that it is, because, you know, it can be a work colleague, it can be somebody that you meet in a sports club, it can be somebody that you meet in at a football match, it can be anything, you know. So the more people, you could be standing in the queue in the credit union and notice a behaviour.
Yeah.
You know, so the more of us that have that awareness, the better that it is.
Yeah. Siobhan, just on that point about, I suppose, seeing people and noticing what's going on, I know it's part of the education that you do as well. around it for your staff?
Absolutely. So both for our staff and for our members. As I speak here at the moment, we're running a programme in schools with transition year students where we're going in, meeting the transition year students, doing financial matters. I suppose this is the age where most people have their first job. So it's called See You Through Your Interview. So we have financial literacy part of that and also preparing for an interview. And it ends with a mock interview with members of the team with the Carrow Credit Union. But it's a nice way, I suppose, to start introducing financial literacy, which we know is much needed within our younger members. We're also deeply involved in community groups where we go out and we talk to groups on how to manage their finances. So I suppose leading on to that, and as we're here today, it really is about that educational piece and financial stress, and that doesn't, you know, accumulate into mental health issues at a later stage.
Because as people know, we're in October, it's coming up to Halloween, but people are already thinking about the stress of Christmas. How am we going to pay for it?
Absolutely. And we're seeing an increasing amount, I suppose, of people running into financial difficulty with credit cards, buy now, pay later, all those type of fast credit lines. So just for people to be aware of that, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of new products.
There's a huge
that are coming
amount.
I know it's click, click, click on your phone.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden it's done in the space of a minute.
Absolutely.
That's a new challenge for a lot of people.
It is. And the reality of it hits in January.
Yeah.
You know, so we would advise people, I suppose, to, you know, get onto our website or have a chat with us. We do have budgeting tools, and there are lots of other budgeting tools out there. MABS have an excellent one as well. So look at budgeting now. Obviously, the credit union has always been a place to save. So again, starting those savings, you know, 12 months in advance ahead of Christmas to relieve that stress. But we would be advising people to look at the credit. Is it ethical, and is it within your means?
Yeah. Are you going to be able to pay it? I didn't have it all. And then if you do get in trouble, there is help. There is help there, and you can get out of it. No matter
Absolutely.
What it is, you can get out of it.
Absolutely. We have a whole team dedicated, a credit control department. And like I said, it is best to contact early and often, and just to avoid that avoidance behaviour, because it's not going to rectify itself, you know.
No, certainly not. TJ, can I ask you finally, look, I know there's a big, and John was talking about the five ways to well-being as well, the getting involved, getting out there, getting active, minding your mental health. That's an important message this morning.
Absolutely. And I suppose one of the main things is that everybody actually realises that they've got something to give to this, because in fairness, we all have mental health. We all have mental health, and our mental health, sometimes we can be more well and sometimes we can be more unwell. And I think it's that softer language, because mental health is something that we all have, and it's something that we all have to be aware of. And I suppose one of the big things is with mental health first aid is the fact that the more people that are equipped with those skill set and the knowledge, the more the people can realize that nobody is alone in this. So if you have 2 days to give, and the thing about it is, when we give this course, I always say, people say, well, are we going to have an exam at the end? No, there is no exam. Because we give the information, we give you the knowledge, we give you the toolkit, but at the end of the day you have to decide, well, am I going to wear that badge? There is no badge, but the badge means, have I now got the confidence to help somebody else? So if you have, please put yourself forward to help others.
Okay, all right, brilliant. Listen, guys, thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Siobhan Donnelly, Head of Marketing, Carrow Credit Union, TJ O'Connor, who is with the Hotel, Culinary Arts and Tourism Department at MTU, a head of section there and a volunteer for the Kerry Mental Health Station. And what he talked about is what is being funded by today, those sort of courses, that sort of work that's been done at a volunteer level. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the show on 066-712-3666. Text or WhatsApp us on 083-300-3300. We're going to be talking Irish dancing marathons next. Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme. We have a message in here from Eamon O'Reilly, chairperson of Aston Stacks. On behalf of everyone in the club, congratulations to Kevin, Fiona and all in the Brogue Inn for hosting this event, and thanks to the Brogue for their ongoing sponsorship of our club. Well done to the Kerry Mental Health Association for this great initiative, which you know, deserves the support of everyone, and thanks to Radio Kerry for supporting all such community initiatives, says Eamon. So thanks for that, Eamon. A listener says, big shout out to Mary Kirby and Shaney and Phyllis Cotter and Breda and Chrissy as well, and also to Kevin Cronin on his big fight tonight in Dublin. Yeah, the Kingdom Warrior is in action. This is for the Boxing Union of Ireland a lightweight title in the National Stadium. That's taking place tonight. He's going to be, it's Cork versus Kerry. It's a Munster final tonight as well, fighting Cathal Crowley at the National Stadium in Dublin. So best of luck to him, and more coverage of that and build up to that on Radio Kerry. Sport. Now, keep your comments and your views coming into us on the programme in relation to Tie Day Friday. One of the big issues, one of the big things you'll be hearing a lot about today is in relation to the idea of Tie Day Friday. And one of the main ideas was the Irish Dancing Marathon, which is taking place today. With me, I have got a key man involved in all that. That's Dave Ganey, David Ganey from Dingle, 5 times world champion Irish dancer, and of course Britain's Got Talent semi-finalist, and will I call him his protege? I don't know, Brendan Fuller, who's going to be trying to do some dancing, has committed, in fairness to him, to a minute and 20 seconds of Irish dancing here, which is a long time to get your step right.
It sounds longer every time it hears, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been seeing the training that's been going on, and it's been remarkable stuff. David, listen first, what has Brendan left himself in for today, do you think?
I used to see the videos come up on social media, Brendan learning out the Irish dance, and I skipped past him because I wanted to see it in person first. Yeah, he's got a big boots to fill, but I'm sure David Ray has taught him well, and he'll
they
be fine.
They are actually technically big boots as well. They're size 10, I'm normally size 9.
Right, okay.
So
okay.
I'm here a bit like the All-Ireland final morning, you know, they check out the pitch at Croke Park. I'm here not
testing
to prepare.
The ground.
I'm here preparing my excuses for today. So
yes.
Size 10 shoes. I'm actually a better dancer in wet weather as well. It seems very dry here today.
Yeah.
And I'm more of an indoor dancer as well.
Right.
This is outdoor.
This is all new conditions. It could all go wrong.
I'm still going to give it a go though, Jerry.
Right. That's good.
We've got this far.
Yeah.
There's no turning back, apparently. I have to do it. There will be a crowd. And I can't wait. I'm delighted.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Definitely no regrets here.
There's no fear in his eyes whatsoever here. No. Just listeners, you know that. David, listen, this is part of a... Brendan's not the only one. You'd be forgiven for thinking he's the only one dancing. He's not the only one dancing today.
He's the highlight of the day, though. That's the thing.
He is.
Everybody should turn up at 5:10 to watch him dancing because it's going to be the best part.
No, that's a brief interval from actual dancing. It's 5:10. The rest of the day is what you should be here for.
Yes, tell me what's happening today, David, with the dancers.
So we've got a fantastic lineup of a lot of dancers coming in for a 9-hour dance marathon. So we're just going to try and raise awareness for the mental health charity and raise as much money as possible, and I suppose create a sense of community amongst everybody and create a sense of happiness on this day. So we've got some fantastic dancers, a lot of world champions coming in. Kerry's obviously a very talented place for dancers, and we're very fortunate to have them all come in today, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, people coming out of retirement and everything. John Drummy's dancing as well.
He's the second highlight.
Was he ever a good Irish dancer? I don't know.
He was a good talker, all right, yeah. I don't know about dancing part.
So we'll see about that as well. And look, that's all part of it. It's one of those things about getting involved in an activity, whatever it is, dancing, community, getting involved in volunteering, keeping that side of your mental health going.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I suppose for me personally, dancing was always an outlet for me. It was always my way of expressing myself, or, you know, if you're having a bad day, the minute you put on the dancing shoes and go out dancing, it was a way of feeling better about yourself. And I suppose, especially when you're doing something, it makes you feel better, and you're also raising money for a charity like this that makes you feel twice as good.
Yeah, and that's all part of it. Look, and the weather's here. It's a brilliant setting. It's a busy Friday in Tralee. And a reminder, people are collecting in Tralee, Listowel, in Killorglin, and in Killarney as well. And there's musicians involved too, I understand, today as well. So special thanks to them. Brendan, listen, look, I know it's been a lot of work, and you've put a lot of effort into it today. So whatever way it goes, you've done your bit.
Yeah, and look, it's been great crack. I mean, my two girls, they just have the time of their lives when I'm attempting to dance in the kitchen.
Yes.
And it really has. It, you know what? It's a good reminder. Mental Health Day, World Mental Health Day, Tie Day Friday. It's putting on the tie. It's showing people that it's okay to be active, to learn something, to try and improve your mental health, to look after it, to speak, to connect with other people as well. And this entire daft initiative to try and do a step today, it's a bit of fun, but it is a good reminder that, look, I've totally put myself out of my comfort zone. I feel really nervous. I've slept terribly all week long. And do you know what? It's for a great cause. And that is the reason that I'm doing it. Because, you know, I have great friends who I would love to be here today, to be pointing and laughing at me, but they're not here because of mental health. So that's why we're here, to actually do this bit of crack for a great cause. So it's the people who can't be with us today that we should think of, and the people that we're lucky enough to have pointing and laughing and cheering along. And just try and make that effort to work on your mental health. Don't be shy, put that hand up, connect with people, because people are always there for you. no matter what it is you're going through, you can always get through it and get to the other side of it as well.
David, is Irish dancing a good option for somebody who wants to get active? Even older, if you're saying I haven't done it since primary school, is it, if you're looking for something to lift your spirits or get involved at a community level?
Absolutely, yeah. For, I suppose for young people, Irish dancing is very active in terms of cardio workout and all that kind of things that come with it.
I agree, yeah.
Yes.
Brendan's going to find out that with his minute and 20 seconds in about 5 hours' time. But I see, even for older people, I suppose it's a great way of going out and learning group dancing. I see down in West Kerry there, they do set dancing every Monday night.
Yeah, even at that, yeah, that level, that's another example of it just gets you active, lifts the spirits, gets you involved.
And it connects you with the community. They've made friends that they thought they'd probably never make friends with, and they're connecting with people who are older than them, younger than them, etc. But yeah, it's definitely a great opportunity to go out and learn something new.
Okay, brilliant. Guys, listen, thanks so much for talking to me. Brendan, best of luck. I mean that genuinely.
Thank you so much. You never introduced me as potential future world champion Irish dancer.
Yes,
you know?
On the, this,
surely
this
there's some sort of category that I can... Is there best newcomer?
This is where it can start.
Like
it can all start here today.
Could
I,
do.
I would 100% back that, 100%. And you can check it out. And Brendan will be here, of course, for his show later on, and we'll be continuing our coverage right throughout today of Tie Day Friday. kerrymentalhealth.ie/donate. That's where you need to go if you don't get out and about and see the collectors today in any of the towns across the county. That's where you go to support all of the brilliant work that's happening. And you've hopefully, we've told the story well enough this morning of the people and where the money goes to and what it's all to do with regards to the Kerry Mental Health Association and World Mental Health Day. Some of your comments to wrap up the programme. I know for a fact from relatives working the health service, prior to the scheduled visit of any powers that be in hospitals across the country, they will ensure everything is so that hospital looks as good as it can be and efficient. For example, the corridors are cleared, procedures postponed. Bring on Jennifer Carol McNeil's unannounced visits. They're the way to go. Another listener says, love your show, Jerry. Well done to Fiona and Kevin for hosting this event this morning, Kirby's Brogan. These are tough times now with everything going on. Very tough for people with low income and pensions. And pensioners who live on little or no savings. I'm sure a lot of people will get depressed by all of this and what's happening in the world today. So important to mind your mental health. Congrats and best wishes to our neighbours in the Brogue Inn. They are great people. Continued success from all at the James Hotel and O'Carroll's Bar and Restaurant. And the Clarny caller wishes to comment the announcement of profits announced by Wall Street with Levi Strauss. That company have factories in places whereby they should probably improve things in terms of their workers and all of those things. That's part of the problem with fashion for today. Our TEDx Tralee winner, by the way, is Mary O'Connor from Kirkbrack East in Tralee. Well done to you. More chances to win across the day for the TEDx women's event coming up on the 18th of October in Simsatira. Good morning, Jerry. People can't get planning on their own land. This should be changed. They can't buy a house because they're not available. Anything that comes on the market are too expensive to buy, says Joan. And earlier on, the County Board Sports Department repeated what I said. It's your probably the usual buy them online, but maybe pay cash in the gate. If you want to clarify, you can call the County Board on 7122061. That's 066 ahead of the games, County Championship games, quarterfinals across this weekend. My thanks to the team that put the programme together here today. We a listener wants us to play Private Dancer for Brendan, Jerry. Maybe he'll do it at his show. I don't know. My thanks to Morris and Trevor who put together the song this morning. Trasa Murphy produced the programme. Francis Jones is on the way with the 11 to 1 club. Stay tuned for him and have a great day, and thanks for listening.
Kerry Today, live from Kirby's Brogan in Tralee for Kerry Mental Health Association's Tie Day Friday. With thanks to Red Chair Recruitment, Cara Credit Union, Celsius Menswear, Lucid Insurances and O'Flynn Interiors.